Bill McDonald on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
It's 9:30. Now, look, we love our property in southeast Queensland, don't we? It's become one of the most significant vehicles for household wealth for residents right across our region. And whether it's a home, an investment, everyone likes to watch prices and get a bit of a feel for what their own real estate may be worth. But the current climate for property, it seems filled with a bit of uncertainty. So Kieran Clare joins us again, the director of Bricks and Mortar Media. Welcome to you. First of all, what's an election Saturday like in terms of for little real estate agents and people that have got their homes on the market?
So much fun, Bill. You know, aren't they an absolute ball election day?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I think that it's probably got a bit of a mixed bag because people are going to be out the door anyway today and heading off to do a vote, and also they get to fit that in, unlike the open house schedule, of course, which has got set times where it's going to be open for half an hour. They probably think, well, you know, come Saturday, we'll have a look at a few opens and we'll just dodge into the local school, grab a sausage, you know, put pen to paper and
look at some homes, vote, and we might even buy one.
Yeah, while we're at it, why not?
Well, what are some of the big influences that are affecting our markets at the moment?
That's very timely in terms of election day, of course, because politics is the flavour of the day. And you know, it has been a big issue. Property and land and taxation has been a huge issue in this election. And of course, the big calls around negative gearing and capital gains tax. There is, from the people that I deal with within our property bubble of the property sector, there is some concerns about how that might pan out with the very real possibility of having a Labor government come in. They're reliant on keeping that industry strong. And you know, if I could call it my own special interest, I sort of seen how influential the property industry is to Australia. It is an important industry in Australia, and it runs on confidence. And there is a little bit of confidence lacking on the back of the election. So, look, politics, absolutely a big influence. And this is a weird thing. I think we addressed this before. When an election's announced, people seem to stop as far as
they just put their hands in their pockets.
Yeah.
And go, look, we're just going to sit back and wait and see.
And see what happens. Mm. The funny thing is I've yet to see in all the cycles and all the elections that we have, whether state or government, even local, it not just resume its path again. So everyone pauses for a bit and then they get back on the train again and sort of go, okay, well, here are the rules as they stand. Let's work with it. So, you know, there has been a slowdown leading up to election day. It will probably continue in that way for a little while we all settle down, and then things will have to get going again under the new regime. But politics has certainly been influencing at the moment. And local agents have probably said that to us when we talk to them as well. You know, these people are a little more coy. Vendors don't want to list, buyers don't want to buy. They're just going to wait to see what happens.
Any upsides at the moment?
Oh, look, there are quite a few for Queensland and southeast Queensland in particular. We continue to be I cannot understand why we continue to be so relatively affordable in an Australian sense, because let's face it, Bill, we live in the best city and the best region in Australia. You know, we've got it all going on here.
Yeah.
Yet our housing continues to be very attractively priced. So that upside will be something that we can enjoy for some time. The flow on from that too, when you think about it, is the extraordinary run of prices that occurred in Sydney and Melbourne. You know, they've come back. I think the latest stats were showing that they've come back somewhere between 15 and 20% off their peak prices. But if you extrapolate that over 5 years from when they were bottomed out, they're still well ahead. They're still up 20 or so percent on what they were at the bottom of their market 5 years later on. So it's been a very successful price run for Sydney and Melbourne. But Brisbane and its surrounds haven't enjoyed that. The history of property says to me that we are kind of due a good strong boom or a consistent increase in our values over the long
term. You've always
said
that. You've maintained that. Maybe against some sentiment.
You know what? I'm going to be right eventually.
Yeah, no. You stuck to your guns on that.
I think that that's a good thing. Our oversupply issue for units that really dominated headlines a couple of years back seems to be, you know, being absorbed and bottomed out. Maybe prices have got a little bit more to soften in that area, but I can tell you 2 years ago, there were some very sweaty palms going around about how many units were being built in this city. And this is a great thing about the property industry and, you know, the free market is developers could see the pipeline as well as anyone else. And so land was being land banked, projects were being stopped where they could, and no one wants to be left holding stock, so they're going to appropriately price to move it on. So that's taken a bit of effect now, and I think people are less worried about the oversupply issue close in. The other great thing is infrastructure. We have got a really good program of infrastructure that's due to come out in southeast Queensland over the coming 5 or so years. And that ranges from Queens Wharf to Brisbane Live to the various transport options that are being put forward. And the really great thing about that, apart from making us even more livable, apart from bringing some of those outer suburbs closer to the CBD through better transport, that's great for construction. It's great for jobs.
Yeah,
and that's where we're sorely lacking at the moment.
Yeah, I noticed that's. If you've got a, by the way, if you've got a question you'd like to ask Kieran Clare, the director of Bricks and Mortar Media, talking real estate today, give us a call now. 1300 222 612. That's 1300 222 612. I'm sure he'd be happy to answer any questions you've got. So, yeah, it's confidence and job security.
Yeah.
It's important, isn't it, for the property market?
We've been riding in Queensland as having the highest unemployment rate for around the place. Probably the NT might be beating us at the moment. But, you know, for the major capital, certainly, that's the thing. People might want to move up here, but what are they going to do to earn a crust? And that's a pretty serious question.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed previously, what was happening was that the interstate migrants that were coming up were cashed up. They didn't need a job. They could come up and live at the beach. And why wouldn't you? So if we could see some of that rise in employment opportunity, you know, and fueled by that construction boom in infrastructure, fantastic. Affordability, we look great for companies who want to move up and let their employees live in a great environment with very price accessible housing. Fantastic. It's the swing of the pendulum that we need to kind of help fuel our property prices. I also think actually I should probably say here too, Bill, you know, when you think about the options that are out there for affordability, I know that it's tough for first-time buyers at the moment. I understand that, you know, affordability can be tough generally, but there are options to get in. And if they can find a property that doesn't stress them financially, and maybe it's not in the heart of the city, maybe it's out in the fringe or something like that, we are good, solid real estate over the long term. And if some of those things come off, they'll probably be thanking themselves in a few years for having stepped on the ladder.
Okay, 1300 222 612. If you've got a question you'd like to ask Kieran, I've got a question for you. What's happening with banks and lending? Because I mean, we noticed the ScoMo's policy. I think it was a 5% deposit for.
Yes.
I mean, if the banks won't lend you money, though. It-
no, well, you see, the big. This is. Yeah, there's a couple of things that have been going on here. APRA's, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, who sort of set the rules for the banks over the last couple of years, has been tightening up on the idea of investors in particular. And of course, we had that little Banking Royal Commission last year, which, you know, few people mentioned every now and again, which basically. You know, pulled up, quite rightly, probably pulled up a lot of the financiers on their practices. We're not.
I think Kane were almost dead stopped, didn't they?
Yeah, I know. But the problem with
the number of people I hear talk about the hoops and how difficult it is to get any sort of finance or even an extension on finance when they've got such great assets and
this is
it's the cash flow and serviceability they keep saying.
It's the absolute fallout of what feels like a, it feels very much in this industry like a dramatic overreaction to some of the bad practices. And sure, there are bad practices. Yes, you have to apply restrictions. You've got to make sure people can pay their loans. But if you're adopting, in some cases, they're running tolerances as though interest rates doubled for people and their cash flow. We are hearing stories of people's credit cards being gone through. I heard a story of someone who got knocked back on finance because the credit department went through their credit cards and found that they'd bought something at a pet store for somebody and said, oh, you didn't mention anything about having a pet and having to pay for a pet in your application as part of your budget. And they said, yeah, we bought a present for somebody. So here's this. This is how nuanced it's got. You know, the applicant suddenly got a red flag because they bought something for a friend's dog.
I'd heard someone that had it just happened to live near a club that it's a licensed club, and they often withdrew money because it's the closest ATM. It was convenient, and it came back to them that no, you're knocked back because I think there's a gambling problem. It's like, well, no, I was just using the ATM.
Well, look, the flow on from this bill is absolutely, if you stop finance and you stop people buying and trading homes, if you stop this industry and finance generally for anything, because these people run businesses, they employ people, there's a flow on effect. So it doesn't matter if you're a tenant, it doesn't matter if you're a property owner. If that part of the economy slows down, it really is going to hit everybody. And so there's some calls now for the banks to, you know, the banks have come out for just this week and been saying, let's reduce that risk tolerance in the interest rate. And I think there's an appetite for it. I feel like APRA and some of the regulators know that they've overreacted a little. We'll see how that plays out anyway.
Okay. Also, before we let you go, I've heard about a drop in building approvals. What can you tell us there?
Yeah.
Is there much to be concerned about?
Well, Master Builders, they came out and said building approvals in Brisbane are down 20% over the last 12 months. And their reasoning for that is this restraint on finance that we were just talking about, that people aren't buying so much new stock because of the restraint on finance. They did come out also and say by about 2020, you know, they felt like the market would tick over again. Look, building approvals is something we should watch carefully. The amount of stock that's being produced is important for tenants and for owners. Quite apart from keeping the industry going, you've got to, if you want to keep rents at a reasonable level, you know, supply is one of those big things. So, yes, it's a number worth watching and worth operating with some concern. It could be a very long-term play. And you know what? If depending on the results today, you know, and how confident we feel afterwards, they may have a reasonable 6 months coming up. But I think it's certainly something Master Builders is probably as good as any to come out and make the point.
Okay.
Keep an eye on it.
All right. And you touched on it earlier. If someone's looking to get into the current market, the uncertain market, are the fundamentals still pretty solid?
Yeah, mate. Look, there's no doubt. I reckon the fundamentals are always good. But, you know, hold it for three cycles or two cycles. Don't sell it within 2 or 3 years. Make sure your finance is good. You know, shoot for those locations that you know are good for you. If you're going to buy a house, make sure you need your schools and all the rest of it. But my rule is, the closer you can live to the CBD that you can afford reasonably, whether it be a house or unit, probably is a pretty solid bet in Brisbane over the long term. And maybe also, Bill, I know you're very talented at this, consider a bit of renovation. Do a little equity adding. Mm. So if you bought a dodgy unit in Auchenflower as a first-time home buyer and gave it a lick of paint, you know, I think, once again, you'd be pretty happy in about 10 years that you made the step.
Just don't bite off more than you can chew.
Stay safe, people.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.